Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
They ask me how I knew my true love was true.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Always a pleasure. That's Tony Williams, ladies and gentlemen. Voice of Tony Williams, the lead singer for The Platters from the Wayback Machine. Doesn't get any better than that. I'm Jim Blasingame. I think I said that. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer.com, ageofthecustomer.com. Check it out. You can find a lot about what I say in the book there on that website. But I hope you buy the book because I think you'll like it. And other way, it's available in Kindle, Apple, all the e-versions. We have it there. Or you can buy it on Amazon or Books A Million or wherever books are sold. I want to talk about some of the things that I talk about in the book. One of the things that's been interesting, I have a whole chapter in the book called Follow Me Home. And it's all about getting permission from the customers to follow you home. But whenever there have been a few people who, whenever somebody has written about that, people have reviewed the book and I said we should follow customers home. And you got people, you know, out there with their righteous indignation loaded up, you know, accusing me of recommending that you spam people. When I talk about follow me home, I say follow me home is a gift that customers give you. And they don't give you a gift if they don't want you to have it. So the first thing to remember about follow me home is it's a gift that customers give you. But it's also permission that you ask for. And so you tell people, you tell your customers, you ask your customers, how... If when you have someone that you meet, someone you're doing business with, and you would like to know how to stay in touch with them, to be a little closer to them, it's okay to say, Ms. Jones, you know, we have some information that we publish every so often, once a week, twice a month, on how to do a better job with your roses. Or how to change the oil in your car, or whatever it might be, whatever you sell, if you should be publishing something about that and sending it to your customers. It's called being relevant to them. It's called contributing and nurturing these relationships, which means you contribute first and then you sell second. So if you're producing that kind of content for your customers, it doesn't work if they don't get it, right? So it's okay to say to them, Ms. Jones, if you don't mind, I'd like to be able to send that information to you. You can read it or not. We won't bug you all the time. You'll get one or two of these, one a week or twice a month or something like that, or periodically. And how do you prefer to be contacted? Would you mind if we sent you an email, or we could send you a text and it'll have a link. You can click on that link and it'll take you to this information that we're providing. And so ask them, and maybe they'll say no. Maybe they'll say, well, you know, I really don't care. I don't really want to get that stuff. And that's fine. Just say, okay, no, I understand. No problem. It's okay if that's what you want. Just wanted to ask a lot, and then I would say a lot of our customers have told us they like getting this information from us, and I just want to make sure you have the opportunity to have that. And so, but maybe they say yes, maybe they say sure. Here's my email address, or here's my cell phone, which people give you. They don't mind giving you as much these days. Text it to me, or. They might even say, are you on Facebook? I'll just go to your Facebook page. Or I'll subscribe and, and I get a ping whenever you send me something from you post something on Facebook. So that may be what they say. The main thing that's happening here is they're telling you how they like to be connected. And that's doing two things. It's telling you how that person likes to be connected. It's also giving you insights into the way more and more of your customers are want to be connected. So if three of a week you talk to 10 people about this, and fewer of them say email, and more of them say Twitter or Facebook, or then you're starting to get the picture here. You're starting to see what's going on, right? So this is all research. But Follow Me Home is a gift from customers. It allows you to think of your website as no longer a destination, meaning the customer comes back to your website over and over again. They're not going to keep doing that, folks, because they already know everything's on your website. They're not going to keep coming back and hanging out on your website. They got too many other things to do. There's too much noise out there. So the way you break through the clutter is by following them home, by getting permission from them to follow them home in some form or fashion. Social media, or whether it be Facebook, or whether it be Twitter, or email, or texting, whatever it may be. You've asked for it, and they've given you permission to follow them home. This is very powerful, and I encourage you to think about it and to use this. It's the way, it's the one of the best ways that you can break through the clutter. It's 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm going to take a quick break. Be right back after these messages. New York's bad, but it
ain't Dolaville. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.